بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with these malfuzat of our Hazrat Mawlana Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. If a person is blessed with both, meaning there is ittiba of the Shaykh, and the person's a'mal are improving and increasing, and there is also khidmat, then the muhabbat increases even more. The person wins the heart of the Shaykh. A niche is created in the heart, and due to this muhabbat, the Shaykh makes deep-hearted dua for the person. Sometimes the Shaykh has thousands of murids. He will not be able to remember the names of all his murids, and he may not even know who some of them are. In one big gathering, there may be 100 people, 200 people, 500 people who became bay'at. Many will not be known by name. When a murid is rendering some khidmat, the murid must not entertain the thought that I am doing a great favor to the Shaykh. There must be ikhlas in the khidmat, appreciation for the opportunity to serve, as well as tawadu, humility. If there is ikhlas and tawadu, then there will be a lot of barakah and benefit in that bayat. As said, the greatest khidmat is to go through the process of islah sincerely, rectifying one's akhlaq, correcting one's relationship with Allah Ta'ala and with the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala, and improving in good deeds. This is the khidmat that is valued very much. What happiness is there if there are large crowds, but no one is changing his life? One time, Huzur-e Aqdas sallallahu alaihi wasallam was making wudu. So some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they were taking the wuzu water. Some ulama say that they took the water that was left over in the lota, and others say that no, as the water was dripping off the Mubarak body of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were catching that water and they were wiping it on themselves. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, why are you doing this? They said, now out of love for you. So Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then directed their attention towards hukukullah and hukukul ibad. That is the real thing. Live life in such a manner that you're not giving taklif to anybody, you're being good to people, you're fulfilling all your obligations. These things are all extras. Who wants to pour the water? Who wants to drink the leftover water? Those are all extras. The main thing is a person in himself, his a'mal must improve, his akhlaq must improve. He must be coming more onto the shariat, more onto the sunnat. His akhlaq must be coming right. This akhlaq is a very, very important thing. Akhlaq is one of the weightiest things on the scale of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat mentions we are living in times of corruption, and there are so many bogus peers and bogus murids. Peers have become bogus, and the murids too have become bogus. So caution must be exercised. Those who are fraudulent and bogus are happy with large numbers following them, and are happy as long as you pay the subscriptions. In other words, mashawad them with material gifts. Those mashayikh who are on haqq, they have istighna in them. They have some level of independence in them. They have qana'at in them. They are content. Their gaze is not on the makhluk and not on what the creation can do for them. A shaykh must not have his gaze on the pockets of anyone. His gaze must be fully focused on Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the provider. And there is no shortage in the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. The true mashayikh are concerned about connecting us with Allah Ta'ala and His Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So they will be truly happy when their murids bring about changes into their lives and progress in their akhlaq. This is the area that is most neglected. And even if we have to talk for the whole year on akhlaq, then it is worthy of being discussed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that I have been sent to complete or to perfect noble character. So this akhlaq is of paramount importance, very, very important. Live our life in such a way that I give taklif to no one. And the way that this is acquired is you got to be thinking all the time. Or to have consideration. Now, for example, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to mention this riwayat. There may be some weakness in the riwayat itself. That on the night of 15th night of Shaban, Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and Ma'isha radiallahu anha was resting. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and he left the house. And Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to quote this particular riwayat where this word ruwayda is mentioned. The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam left in such a way that when he closed the door, closed very softly. When he put his Na'aleen Mubarak on, his shoes Mubarak, very, very quietly. And he left the home very quietly. And Ma'isha radiallahu anha is asleep, she mustn't get disturbed. Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he came home, if he came into a place, he made salam in such a way that if somebody was awake, they would hear it. If somebody was sleeping, they won't get disturbed. Now we must ask ourselves that now I'm going to the toilet. I took my champal off the rack. Sometime in the Hifz class, you're sitting in the Hifz class, you can hear that fellow dropped his champal there by the toilet. Now, I'm not thinking that I'm giving somebody else taklif. Somebody may be resting. I'm coming out of the bathroom. I see one friend. He's in that area. Now we're talking loudly. Somebody else just managed to fall off to sleep. And now you woke the person up. You go in the room. Others are resting. Now how are you opening that locker? How are you closing that locker? How are you doing things? Are you considerate now that, you know what, mustn't make any noise. The next person must not get disturbed. Must put my things away softly. Or you know what, let me not even put my things away now. Leave it. When everybody wakes up, then I'll put my things away. Now this is consideration. How I'm sitting. Now I came and sat down in the saf. I read my sunnats now. Finish now. Wait, there's people next to me. Then I'm palanto. Now I'm moving this way. I'm moving that way. There's people next to me. I must stay in my space, don't give somebody else takleef. If I got my body is paining or wasam, go outside, go out, go to an open space, sort myself out, and then come back. But I can't come here, you know, to make sajda. We have to keep our hands out. Our hands mustn't be on our sides. But when we're reading namaz with jamaat, then we are told to keep our hands closed because I mustn't give that person takleef next to me. If I'm going to put my hands out, how is he going to make sajda? So although the sajda that Allah wants from us when we're reading namaz on our own, is Allah wants our hands to be away from the side, according to the fiqh in the Hanafi mazhab, the hands must be away. But in the faraz namaz, I'm reading with jamaat, I mustn't give takleef to my neighbors, so I must keep my hand close. Our Hazrat Mohammed Patel Sam Rahmatullahi. So sometimes people used to fetch him from home, you know, coming for salah. So they'll pick Hazrat up and they come in. Now it's Isha time or something. So I used to remember this very, very well, because on the Mondays and Thursdays when Allah Ta'ala used to allow for us to go for majlis, so I used to wait for Hazrat outside. So how the masjid had some benches outside there by the shoe area. So I used to wait around there. And Hazrat would come, then go and open the car door for him, let him come out. We don't get chance to make khidmat. The Durban people, they get a lot of chance there. We don't get chance. So we go there, get to meet Hazrat. So whoever was bringing him, as soon as they used to turn into the masjid and they're coming up the ramp, there was like a ramp there, and then the car is going to come into the parking. Hazrat used to make them switch their lights off. Them switch your lights off. Because in that parking there is lighting, enough lights there. But Hazrat used to say, people will be sitting there. Now when the car comes up, the lights are going to be in line with them. You'll hurt their eyes. What level of consideration? Our brains don't even go there. When he used to go home, if whoever is taking him home at night, and now they're going to turn into his driveway, he said, put the lights off. So the neighbor's house is there. When you're going to turn, your lights are going to hit that neighbor's house. Maybe that's that person's bedroom. You may wake him up. And when he used to have late night program, like some odd nights, sometime the 31st December, etc. When we leaving now to go, he used to caution us about these things. He'd leave very, very quietly. He used to even make the speakers in the masjid softer. And there used to be speakers outside the masjid. Because Taraweeh time on the odd nights, the crowd used to go away. That whole top parking lot used to get filled with musallis there to put carpets there outside. So they had speakers there. But for the late night program, Hazrat Usama put all the speakers off outside. Put the speakers off, because the neighbors, we don't know who is resting, who is sleeping. When we used to be leaving the masjid, he said, now don't leave nicely. Watch how you're starting your car. Watch how you're going. Don't press your accelerator. Go quietly. That you don't give anybody takleef. So the only way is you mustn't be in ghaflat. You mustn't be in ghaflat. This ghaflat is what causes us to get involved in guna. First it will be we give somebody takleef, then after that we'll end up in a sin. when we are in ghaflat. We mustn't be in ghaflat. All the time we got to be conscious of our actions. Like how when we're fasting, all the time we're conscious now, I can't eat, I can't drink, I'm going to make wuzu now, I mustn't swallow water. This afternoon somebody sent me a message, they said that somebody got a blocked ear, so they want to go to the doctor. The doctor said, must come, they'll syringe the ear. But now the doctors, sometimes they put some ear drops first to soften the wax, and after that they take that big syringe and they put a water with force into the ear, and then they take out all the wax. So now the person is finding out, is it fine to go and do this? So how a person is conscious, that now can do this, can't do this. Everything we want to do, mustn't break my roza. So we must be like that, not only in Ramadan Sharif. I mustn't affect my ta'alluq with Allah. Mustn't affect my ta'alluq with my Allah. All the time. There's so many examples of Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali coming to mind. But this much is enough. We'll understand it. So what I wanted to tell you, and some other time, something I wanted to mention, then we went on to this being considerate. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. See, I was mentioning to you about Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat mentioned that he went very, very quietly, very softly. He mentioned in some riwayat that Ma'isha radiallahu anha, she went behind Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's Allah Ta'ala knows best on all that. The point here is that we must be considerate. Be considerate. Everything that we do, be considerate. We use something, make sure we left it back in its place. We'll just conclude on this. Hazrat Maulana Shafi'i Sahib Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, was the latter portion of his life. He was not feeling well. He had fever, had diarrhea. So late night, he felt the urge to go and relieve himself. So those days, they didn't have running water, taps and all that in the toilets and everything. So the where the water was, they used to have a lota there. So you go and you fill your lota up, and then you take it and go to the toilet, make your istinja. When you finish, bring that lota and leave it back here. The next person needs to go. So he went, he took the lota, he went to the toilet, relieved himself, and now he's coming back. And he got dizzy and he passed out. He fell down. He didn't want to wake anybody up when he needed to go. Everybody was resting. He was very weak. He didn't want to wake anybody up to assist him and go. He went on his own. And then when he was coming back, he passed out. So he fell down. So after some time, he regained his consciousness and he woke up. And then he made his way back to his bed. Now when he got to the bed, now he's thinking that when I fell, I dropped the lota. Now what if somebody else needs to go toilet? They're going to go, the lota won't be in its place. Now he woke up again from his bed. Now it must have been so difficult for him. Woke up again, went, picked up that lota, put it back in its place, got back to his bed. I mustn't give taklif. Mustn't give taklif to anybody. Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Allah give you tawfiq. And then tayyumma tawfiq. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.